Colonel Bob Chase is Chief Operations Officer of the 2nd Marine Division. He's in Ramadi, that's west of Baghdad. Since the weekend, the 2nd Marine Division has been engaged in a fight against insurgents near the border with Syria. Colonel Chase says that area was relatively quiet today.
Very few military-age males are being seen as present. Mostly women and children are being seen in the area now, which leads us to believe the enemy has, in fact, gone to ground to avoid another direct confrontation with Marine forces.
Colonel Chase, when you say that the insurgents seem to have gone to ground, this is a border area. Do you assume that they are still on the Iraqi side of the border, or might some of these insurgents have slipped across the border into Syria?
With our capabilities for surveillance and reconnaissance, we are watching, as you would expect, the major rat lines in and out of the country. While it is a border area, we're not getting indications that they are fleeing across open ground for fear of strike by American armed forces. What we believe they are doing is going back in and melding into the cities where they can put their weapon away and live to fight for another day.
Do you find that among those who have been detained or those who have been killed, and earlier we'd heard somewhere between 75 or 100 insurgents killed, do you get the impression that a great many of them are in fact not Iraqis but foreigners?
Certainly, I'm not an expert on that. We are, from their dress, as been pointed out today by some of our seniors, by their weaponry and by their tactics, there is some belief that they are a trained group, which suggests either former Ba'athist Army or former Iraqi Army, or likely foreign. We are seeing some indications, like different colored headdress, etc., that are indicating to us that they are, in fact, foreigners.
If this offensive works, if it's a success, how would that have any effect on the car bombings that we hear about daily in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq?
You know, that's really hard to discern, because the vision of success is going to be very abstract. As far as its impact, obviously, any time we seize weapons, we kill cells that are transporting people into Baghdad or serving to give them weapons on the way to Mosul or somewhere like that, we've disrupted them. But all we've done is disrupted their cycle temporarily. And this will have to be something that if this ends in the next few days, that does not mean the following day we won't be back in there somewhere else. We're just going to keep them guessing, and we're going to keep them tired.
Can you secure the gains that you make in this offensive without keeping a regiment of Marines there? Or do you have the Iraqi forces that can step in and take over from you to at least make sure that there isn't a return to the situation, to the status quo ante?
We have tremendous support so far from the Iraqi government. There were already schedules and plans for an entire Iraqi division to be moving out to the west of Ramadi and different locations, which I obviously can't discuss right now, but we will be able to consolidate some gains. But the reality is, fighting an insurgency and an infestation, if you will, is not something you can lay out a Maginot line and prevent. So what we're doing, and the tactics we're using of striking and removing and striking and moving and keeping them constantly inside their decision cycle, is probably the best way to do this. You're not going to be able to filter everything, but you certainly can make it difficult for them.
And can you just describe a bit for us, when you're striking, when the Marines are striking, are they striking at any time over the past few days a relatively large formation of insurgents, or is it typically a group of two or three or an individual sniper?
The initial day, as you know, when the first reports of heavy casualties on the insurgent side came in, we were ready for them, and that was really the only large formation. Now, platoon-sized units sniping from prepared positions in some of these safe houses that they knew eventually someone would probably come looking for them. They are well prepared and well armed, and we are finding IEDs and mines, different nationality mines that are also being laid double and triple stack.
And casualties on the U.S. side?
Casualties remain low. We are getting reports of possible strikes of IEDs and mines, but have not received positive casualty figures. But we are getting indications of explosions of IEDs. Many of these we are finding and exploding ourselves, but that's always a concern, as you can imagine.
Well, Colonel Chase, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You are very welcome, sir.
That's Colonel Bob Chase, who is Chief Operations Officer of the 2nd Marine Division. He was speaking to us from Ramadi in Iraq.